Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
You could have heard that live at the convention in Tampa last night, the Oak Ridge Boys there. It was smushy Valentine's decorated with a little red meat. That was the decor, the color scheme, and the optics for last night's stage show called the Republican National Convention. If Chris Christie of New Jersey was Mr. Red Meat, Ann Romney was all Valentine. Valentine to her husband, the candidate, a guy named Mitt.
Mitt will be the first to tell you that he is the most fortunate man in the world. He had the chance to get the education his father never had. But as his partner on this amazing journey, I can tell you Mitt Romney was not handed success. He built it.
And Ann Romney says he'll build it again.
You can trust Mitt.
And don't worry about the gaffes or the media spin, she says. In the end,
I can only stand here tonight as a wife and a mother and a grandmother, an American, and make you this solemn commitment. This man will not fail.
That Ann Romney warmth was matched by the slightly more bellicose audience response to Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker yesterday. The embattled governor hit the stage triumphant from his recent victory in a recall race that attracted national political money to defeat him.
On June 5th, voters in Wisconsin got to determine who was in charge. Was it the big government special interest in Washington or the hardworking taxpayers of our state? The good news is that on June 5th, the hardworking taxpayers won.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker speaking at the Republican National Convention in Tampa yesterday. We're joined now by Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. So Chris Christie from New Jersey, Ann Romney, and Scott Walker, an interesting set of compromises or of contrasts there. And I'm wondering what the message was.
Hi, John. Let's take the primetime slot first. Ann Romney paired with Chris Christie. And I asked a lot of Republican operatives, planners, people who put the thought into just how these things are supposed to look in prime time when people are actually paying attention to politics. And here's what they told me. Chris Christie was not so much red meat, although he does kind of fire people up. He definitely does that. But Chris Christie and his charisma and his plain speak, his way of speaking English to people, not just political speak, they believe he has a way of piquing people's interests and making them notice Republicans and making them notice politics, voters who ordinarily maybe don't pay so much attention. Look, the ideologues in both parties already know what they think, right? They already know how they're voting. But what about people who don't pay attention to politics every single day, might be watching in prime time? They can notice Chris Christie and say, I like that. That guy makes sense. He gets me a little bit interested. And people have an emotional reaction to Chris Christie, and it's almost universally positive, especially if they don't have strongly formed opinions. Pair him with Ann Romney. Ann Romney humanizing her husband, saying how much she loves Mitt Romney, giving their life story, having photos of the family plastered behind her as she describes what an honest and hardworking guy he is and why she really genuinely admires the fella. And you've got a package in prime time, John, that was designed to appeal to suburban independents. Couples, think husband and wife maybe sitting on the couch watching, making $60,000 or $70,000. Not urban voters who are probably in for Obama, not rural voters who are probably in for Romney, but suburban voters, the narrow slice that are gettable. That's what prime time was all about. But Scott Walker earlier in the day was another story.
But why wouldn't those people sitting on the couch turn to each other and say, well, why can't Mitt Romney do this himself?
That was part of the risk involved in having Chris Christie there. Can I play you a cut from Chris Shays that we have there? Because I asked Chris Shays, friend of the show, former Republican congressman from Connecticut, that exact question. Isn't there a risk with Chris Christie and his charisma?
There's a risk in having the contrast of the governor of Jersey and the Mitt Romney. But in the end, I think they'll like both. And I think it'll help unite the party.
Well, I hope so.
Well, but is there any evidence on the floor there that Chris Christie and Mitt Romney and Ann Romney's sort of sentimentality really does unite the party over some very bitter differences that certainly we've seen over the course of this campaign?
Well, I don't know that Chris Christie and Ann Romney and Mitt Romney were designed to unite the party. I think what you saw last night was designed to reach out beyond this convention center to those undecideds and independents in those suburban neighborhoods who might not ordinarily be in this room. Now, unite the party and get everybody in, that's when you throw in the red meat. And that was why the amazing reaction that Scott Walker got in that room. He did not speak in prime time. But boy, when he came to the stage, John, the remarkable thing about Scott Walker, who is a governor on the right, Tea Party-backed, darling of the conservatives, busted the unions, had a recall election and had lots of outside money for him and against him from AFL-CIO to the Tea Party and everyone in between. When he took the stage, the reaction in that room from the party faithful in the base, they went wild. They went more wild for him than they did for Ann Romney, and everybody in the room knew it.
But it wasn't
in prime time.
I'm not surprised, because at a number of these very, very sort of Tea Party-oriented think tank groups, you know, Americans for Prosperity groups down in Washington, Scott Walker is the top speaker, and he is an absolute total rock star at these events. People are on their feet the moment he hits the stage.
That's true. Scott Walker is the rock star inside the forum here in Tampa. Chris Christie is the rock star for outside, maybe for the roadshow, and I think that contrast was clear. I think it's apparent that Chris Christie and Ann Romney were in prime time. Scott Walker wasn't. All of the Scott Walker fans already know how they're voting. As I said, they'd like to reach the middle with Ann Romney and Chris Christie. And Mitt Romney really, really needs to do that, John. The polls in this race really have barely budged, and that's what the operatives know, too. Whether Barack Obama's lead is 2% or 3% or 3.5% nationally, nobody has managed to move the needle at all. They've got to find a way to move the needle in this race.
All right, so here's the package, then, and this is the takeaway. You've got Chris Christie, who's kind of like Don Henley, right? And you've got Scott Walker, who's maybe Pearl Jam, right?
Yeah,
maybe.
I'm following you.
Okay, and Ann Romney is The View. That's the package.
That's the package so far. So what does that make Mitt Romney? And let's look forward to tonight. Condoleezza Rice, and then maybe Ted Nugent himself. Paul Ryan takes the stage tonight, John.